Grace Victorious, the story of William Wilberforce from Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Impudence. It is sheer impudence, a man as young as Wilberforce hoping to secure a seat in Parliament. He is but, what, 21?
I suppose, having wasted his time at Cambridge, he thought Parliament might be an enjoyable diversion.
I've heard it's the younger William Pitt fellow who talked him into it. They were friends at university.
Frankly, I do not like it. Wilberforce is too clever by half. He should know his place. He's from a mercantile family, after all.
Mercantile or not, he could afford this feast. One of the best I've attended.
Well, he should have saved his money. He'll need it to buy the election.
It's 2 guineas a vote, I've heard. That is the going rate.
He's such a little man. He's rather big on charm. I've heard his health is not good. He suffers from all sorts of ailments. Bad eyesight, digestive difficulties.
Still, he possesses a certain strength.
It comes from being so small. They strive to make up for their size in personality. Sad, though.
Sad?
Well, they do not last long, you know. The short ones. His health has never been good. He may die young.
Oh, you are a silly woman sometimes.
I do not care about his qualifications. I would rather have young Wilberforce representing Hull than that nuisance Hartley. He's offensive to look at and tedious to listen to.
As it is, Hartley has become rather unpopular because of that Catholic business.
Popular or not, Hartley will only be defeated.